T-minus 17. United Nations Headquarters, Manhattan, New York. In the UN building's so-called table room, a medium-sized space which had been renovated for the esoteric purpose of enabling extraterrestrial envoys to communicate with multiple humans at once via a remarkable surface-mounted translation device, two very human individuals stood silently in shock and confusion. William Godfrey and Ding Ziyang, having been united barely 10 minutes earlier by the latter's sudden arrival at the New York Gravison, had now been transported a few miles to the UN. Neither could ever get used to this seemingly instantaneous travel, but Ding Ziyang was moderately calmer about this move than Godfrey, given that he had so recently experienced the sensation already. Godfrey walked uneasily towards the table and took a seat, attempting to calm his mind and body with several very deep breaths. Ding soon joined him, sitting straighter in his chair and staring directly ahead. While both had come to realize that judging the messenger's motivations or predicting their next move was a fool's errand, on this occasion the two men were in little doubt why they were here and what was coming next. It appeared that a team, if that was the right word, was being assembled to formulate an action plan to deal with the truly incredible discovery that had just been made on New Kerguelen. Who would appear next was anyone's guess, with Ding quietly expecting to see President Slater and positively certain that Dan McCarthy and Tara Ford would be joining them before long. Neither man had seen any of the messengers during their journey from the Gravison, while Ding had already told Godfrey that he hadn't seen them during his initial move from Beijing. The Chinese premier had also already explained to Godfrey, now a fairly close confidant with whom he shared mutual respect following their full-hearted opposition during their days heading the rival GCC and ELF agencies, which had occurred before he was unceremoniously whisked away from the Hospital of Light. Godfrey was just as concerned as Ding to hear that the messengers were outright angry having discovered the human crew's deceit, but the two had spent most of their short time together at the hotel considering the colossal implications of what the crew's covert testing of New Kerguelen's atmosphere had discovered. The news was incredible in the truest sense of the word, almost defying belief in its magnitude and potential consequence. Ding assured Godfrey that the Hospital of Light was under full military lockdown to ensure that the crew couldn't communicate their discovery with anyone on the outside, and each had also been very firmly instructed to keep it from the medical professionals who continued to monitor them. "At least they want us to be involved in this," Godfrey mused, ending a long silence. "Angry as you say they are, they still brought you to me and brought us both to the table. They want to talk about it." Ding, an excellent English speaker who rarely let the fact be known, forced an unconvincing nod of agreement. It didn't take William Godfrey's excellent face-reading skills to know that Ding was mentally exhausted and dubious that any positivity was in order. "It's one hell of a surprise," Godfrey said. "I'll give you that. But what's your primary concern?" Ding inhaled deeply. "If we had only found out that the air is safe, that would be one thing," he said, his unpracticed accent strong, but the words clear. "But this..."